We're near the end of the group stages, which means the pointy end, the knockout stuff's coming up. But look, we're both a bit bleary-eyed and sad today. How are you going, Lachlan?
Yeah, look, not too happy with the performance, but I didn't really expect too much this World Cup.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Like, obviously, we know that football is very competitive around the world. There's a ton of countries that try and get in there. Australia almost sort of crept in this time. We weren't even a sure thing until right at the end. Got in there, we got a group that we thought, oh, maybe we'll see if we can snag a few points. But it's overall just been disappointing, right?
Yeah. Look, I feel like our build-up play and our ability to hold the ball has been pretty good, but ultimately what we do lack is the final third, that finishing touch, that superstar player that a lot of the smaller countries don't have.
Yeah. Look, we just need one superstar, right? I mean, some teams, even one superstar is not enough, but even just someone who can, you know, you can give the ball to, in the, like you say, the front third, and they're going to score. They're going to get it on target. They're going to give every chance they have. And
make something happen with the ball. But we just don't really have that player.
No, we don't. There's been a lot of complaints about, you know, players who are there, like Robbie Cruz, who, you know, I thought actually played pretty well last night, but, you know, he's not a finisher. Our front three this time, none of them really stepped up, but we've got some young guys coming through. And Zari came on again, and he looked all right.
Yeah, he looks really sharp, 19, youngest player of the World Cup. I think he's the youngest player at the World Cup this time around. He looks really sharp, and he's already gaining a lot of interest from some mid-level Premier League clubs as probably a prospect to work on for the future. But, yeah. It was very disappointing up front through this one around.
And there was chances last night. There was these crosses into the middle. There was
and just no one there on the end of it.
Oh, so close. It was frustrating. I was trying to be quiet at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was just like, just wringing my hands.
Yeah.
Of course, as it turned out, Denmark and France played a nil-all draw because neither of them were even trying. So we wouldn't have got through regardless of the result, but it doesn't make the result any more.
No, it would have been really nice to go home with a win.
Yeah. And get a goal in open play, which we just didn't achieve this whole World Cup. So for me, that's probably my most disappointing thing, is that we just didn't score anything. You know, we had a few chances, a few shots over the bar, to the side, but just nothing in. You know, and how that's what you want to see. You want to see your team score some goals, not just penalties.
Yeah, no, very disappointing. Very disappointing.
But anyway, back to the drawing board. We get a new coach again. We start planning for the Asian Cup, which I think is next year, maybe.
I think so. I think it is next year.
Trying to defend our title there. So, you know, you start regrowing, rebooting the team and bringing in fresh blood.
So from here.
You mentioned a young player who didn't get a run in the World Cup. There's a few people on the bench that didn't get a run at all.
Yeah, not at all.
But McLaren.
Yeah, Jamie McLaren. He plays for Darmstadt in the Bundesliga 2. Mm-hmm. Spent last season on loan in the Scottish League to get game time for this World Cup. Came into the World Cup having scored 8 goals in his last 12 appearances.
Yeah,
including a hat-trick in there as well. It was a bit of a shame that he didn't give him a run. At least towards the end, he's super quick off the mark. He's really good with the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't see that, like, Noboa or Juric would offer anything that he wouldn't offer, especially in those last-ditch situations.
Yeah, Juric was okay, but not that great last night. Maybe we'll look at that for the next. I mean, Massimo Longo didn't even get a run.
Yeah, he's been a mainstay at QPR for a couple of seasons now.
Yeah, and he had a great Asian Cup a couple of years ago, but yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess maybe we can get a coach and stick with them for the next 4 years and they can take us to the next World Cup.
That's what you'd hope. I think that's what England are trying to do with Southgate, and I think that's definitely something we should look to do with Arnold.
Yeah. But anyway, let's move on. Australia's out. That's okay. We've got to find another team to go for. And what have you seen in the last week that you've really thought, ooh, these guys are going to go well?
I've been latching onto Croatia quite a bit. I feel they're probably the dark horse for this World Cup. You've got Rakitic and Modric, the height of their powers, both playing excellent football. You've got Brozovic, who's also sitting in that back of the midfield, plays for Inter. He's had a couple of good seasons, and he's looking really sharp this World Cup.
Yep.
Perisic out on the left. They're strong at the back. I think they're looking really good. I think they're an underrated chance to take it all away.
I think they've been looking really good. They put three away against Argentina.
They made Argentina look like schoolboys.
And obviously Argentina just scraped through to the round of 16 last night with a Messi getting there.
Yeah, Messi masterclass.
Croatia, I like that. A bit of a dark horse.
A dark horse. That's the team I'm going to be probably following closely.
Cool. In the last few games, I'm looking at Spain. Spain are a pretty obvious choice, I guess. And they only drew against Morocco the other day. But I don't know. I feel like they're still looking pretty special.
They're looking super sharp. I mean, they are a superstar team. When you look at the likes of players they have, you know.
Yeah. I love watching them play. Like, for me, Brazil used to be great to watch, but now I watch Spain. I'm really enjoying watching them.
Yeah,
play.
I really like the way that they move the ball in a triangle so effectively, and they take out the opponent's midfielders.
Yeah.
From the game, they just completely eliminate them just with their movement.
Totally. England, there's a lot of people who might jump over to the England bandwagon now that Australia's out. And England are traditionally just disappointing as well in the World Cup, have been for a long time.
Mm.
But they're sort of sneaking up a little bit. They had a big win against Panama the other
6-1.
Night. And I think, you know, they're going to get to the round of 16. Actually, who are they going to play? They've got Belgium, I think, tomorrow night. Or maybe Friday morning. Yeah, that's tomorrow night, yeah. So that'll be a toughie. It'll maybe prove if England are any good. But both England and Belgium are pretty much going to get through. So it might be a bit of a dud.
I think it might be a bit of a dud game in the end. Not what people are hoping for.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They do look young. They're exciting. They're fast. They play direct.
And I think the winner of that group, I'm trying to work it out here, plays the second place in Group H. Oh, see, I saw a little bit of a... maybe they'll play Japan or something like that.
Yeah, it'll be Japan or Senegal or Colombia. One of those three. The three that they'll play.
We'll see. But yeah, I mean, I like England. I like Germany too, because Germany's... I've got a bit of German blood, so I'm sort of just...
Hometown pride.
Yeah, exactly. Even though they're a big favourite and they won last time, you know, it's all right. What do you think? Have you been sort of looking at some of the tactics from a few teams? And we know that there are certain countries that get out there and just niggle and nag and, you know, maybe dive a little bit. What did you think of Neymar the other day?
Actually, I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw this pub in the UK advertise that every time Neymar went to ground, whoever was in the pub got a free pint. So I thought that was pretty good. I don't know. Neymar is such a talented player, and it's such a shame to see him go to ground as much as he does.
Yeah.
Because I think if he was to carry on with the ball in some situations, he has the ability to make things happen. But I feel like he's just trying to win cards, win penalties, win free kicks.
And nowadays, with so many cameras and so much coverage, I just don't see the point of it. Why would you do it and know that you're going to get raked over?
Or, you know.
And with the VAR now, you potentially can get, you know, yellow cards
and
penalised. You know, it's just not worth... I don't think it's worth it, especially for something as ridiculous as, you know, I don't even know that one the other day where he was like falling backwards and the other guy wasn't even touching him. He was like, what are you doing?
Just insane. I don't know what they, like, half the time I can't even figure out what they're going for.
What are you looking forward to coming up? We've got the big round of 16 starting and then the semis and finals and everything. What are you sort of thinking is going to happen? Are there going to be some big upsets in round of 16? People are going to get knocked out. We're looking at big teams playing each other.
Big teams playing
France,
each other.
France, Argentina
yeah.
are going to play each
already
other.
Playing each
Uruguay,
other.
Portugal playing each other. So we're going to be starting to whittle down those big
yeah,
names.
Yeah, I think this is when it really starts to get exciting, especially for me. I really like to see these big teams go up against each other in a do or die situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for the round of 16.
Yeah. Who's the current match, like, the most goals? Who's scored the most goals so far? Harry Kane from England.
Harry Kane, yeah.
Yeah, he's got five.
He's got a hat-trick against Panama, two penalties, and then... really shoddy deflection goal.
Oh, yeah. There's been a few of those. But there's been some cracking goals, like I must say.
There's been some absolute rippers.
Some of these goals I'm looking at from far out, just curling around.
Lingard scored one for England.
Yeah.
Toni Kroos's free kick on the edge of the box. I thought that was incredible.
Yeah.
There's just been some real, real good goals.
That's the reason you watch the World Cup, I reckon, for those 110%. Those scorches.
It's, I think it's the event that makes not fans become fans.
I hope so. So, yeah. Time to get another team, let Australia move on, and then enjoy the exciting parts of the next week or so.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
and actually, we get some days off, you know. There's actually days off in between the stages,
not,
so you get to catch up on
so
sleep.
Continuous.
these 4 days, I think there's four games every night for 4 nights in a row, so it's pretty hectic.
And I'm going to be watching all of them. So,
you are. No. You're hardcore, Lachlan.
Someone has to be.
Hey, thanks for catching us up again with
World Cup. No worries,
man.
Any time. Really appreciate you having me on.
No worries. And we'll hopefully catch you again before the final and try and track what's going on with the remaining 16 teams from next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Eight. Oh, we're going to whittle them down quicker than we think.